Well, finally today to the new festival, which will be screening Indigenous films from across the globe later this week in Sydney. As Lindy Kerin reports, it's offering a new platform for Indigenous filmmakers.
I remember when we all started out here. It was hard.
The festival opens on Thursday with a film by Lee Tomahore, who made Once for Warriors in 1994.
You remind me of him sometimes.
Of grandfather.
Men fight for what they want. That's a way of the world, Simone.
Mahana tells the story of rivalry, love and reconciliation between two sheep-shearing families in rural New Zealand in the 1960s.
He's toughest on the kids that he believes in. The ones that might amount to something.
It's part of the four-day program of the Winder Festival, which will screen six feature films and four documentaries and 22 short films from eight countries. The artistic director is Pauline Clegg.
Winder Film Festival is bringing back Indigenous films made by Indigenous filmmakers from both Australia and the world to Sydney.
Winder means stars in the Gambangia and Yagal languages from the north coast of New South Wales. Pauline Clegg says locally made films were being screened at international festivals, but she wanted to bring the films to an Australian audience.
We were really seeing a lot of our own films in Canada for the first time, and we were like, why do we have to all fly to Canada to celebrate our films and all these other amazing films that resonate with our mob here in Australia? And why am I going overseas and doing that when I could do it here in this country?
The program includes Shorts from the Bush, which is a collection of stories from Indaria or Hermannsburg, Balgo and Roeburn.
There's a great story called Director Max, which is really energetic and surprising and fun.
That is a wrap for today.
He goes around with a megaphone and directs the community. So it's just all that kind of Sonica. Really exciting seeing how mob in the community are still telling stories in really creative ways. It's really short, but it's fun and engaging.
Okay, action.
It will also see the world premiere of work by Wanta Jampajimpa from the remote Northern Territory community of La Jamanu.
Nyapa Jukupa. So it's a beautiful water song line from the Yundamu Walpuri mob. And Wanta's done an amazing job on pulling that story together with Paul Media.
The international films include Mele Murals, a documentary about two graffiti artists in Hawaii.
To be honest, I thought, this would be like my swan song. I'm going to do all these murals around the islands and then peace, I'm out.
And Fire Song from Canada.
People kill themselves all the time. Nobody cares until they're dead.
It's something that really resonates in Australia. It's a young boy who is coming to terms with his own identity and sexuality at the same time as dealing with suicide in his community. And I think, you know, that's something that we're dealing with a lot here in Australia, and how do we deal with that?
The festival ends on Sunday on a lighter note with a romantic comedy called Three Wise Cousins.
She's the most beautifulest girl that I've ever seen.
Three Wise Cousins is about a young man that is infatuated with a woman in New Zealand from afar, and he overhears her say that she wants an island man. So he flies back to meet his two other cousins and to learn to be island because he's being brought up in the city in New Zealand.
It's important that you put your arms like this. You show your wings. So if the girl sees you, they'll be like, yum.
It's a bit of fun to end the festival and say, you know, we have serious stories that we have to tell. I think it's important that our voices are heard but also celebrated. What I want people to walk away with is a sense of diversity of our stories, that there is also strength in the Indigenous stories, whether they're from Finland or Russia or Canada or Australia. There is a commonality of voice in the Indigenous struggle, but also that there's joy and laughter.
That's Pauline Clegg, the artistic director of the inaugural Winder Film Festival, speaking to Lindy Kerin.